Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Rob Spinoff Uzzle, and for the next 30 minutes, we're going to tackle a couple of issues that I think we need to talk about, because apparently there's been some online backlash the last couple of days as it pertains to me and one of my last broadcasts. Some guy named Oscar, I had to ban him off my page, the official Living Loud Nation page, which you can find at facebook.com/livingloudnation, LIVINLOUD nation. Again, that's facebook.com/livingloudnation, and you can check us out. We got some good stuff there. We're just trying to promote the page. I'm a solo act right now. I am Living Loud Nation. You are the voice of the Living Loud Nation audience, the Uzzle Nation, if you will. And I want to tackle online cyber bullying, online bullying, whatever you want to talk about. So I got this motherfucker named Oscar that gets on there, and he apparently didn't like what I had to say, and then he apparently saw one of my other videos where I did, like, while I was laying down with my shirt off, and yes, I am a heavy set man. Everybody knows that. And he took a screenshot of that shit thinking it was funny, and then he was talking shit on that particular page, and he's like, fuck you, you did this or did that. I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck he talking about, somebody ugly. Probably I think this whole thing has to do with Travis Staley, who was formerly Travis Steele, my last co-host, who has just been the butt end of the jokes as it relates to his so-called disability fucking condition. And like I say, if I'm going to bash somebody, I'm going to bash my damn self. So we're not diplomatic. We never have been diplomatic. This podcast has had a revolving door, if you will, of different people that have come in. Yeah, the Eric Browns, Jim Davis, C.J. Glickman. You know, I can name some of the hosts, one of the biggest hosts or guests, should I say, that we actually had on this particular broadcast on Living Loud Nation was Star Maker Kenny Bolin. That's right, Star Maker Kenny Bolin. Look him up. He's responsible for a lot of WWE success stories. Brock Lesnar, Shelton Benjamin, John Cena, just to name a few. So Oscar gets on here talking shit. And I'm talking about this motherfucker's talking mad shit. So I just got unbanned the other day because since I can't say what I want to say on Facebook without some punk motherfucker getting offended because of the F word, were so fucking PC, I can't stand it. I mean, I'm MGTOW, I'm fucking open-minded. I guess I'm more liberal in that sense, but my views are kind of going towards the conservative side in some senses. I don't know what you would call me. I mean, I've always called myself just a libertarian. But the liberals, you know, they're getting their panties in a wad about every little fucking thing that Trump's trying to do, like Trump Care and some of the other fucking laws and some of the other mandates that he's trying to sign. But it's kind of like the old argument, you know, like Jim Cornette said, because, you know, he's a hardcore Democrat. And Cornette said that, hey, you know, back probably 7 years ago, I'm not friends with the guy anymore, Tommy Fierro, they had the Jim Cornette podcast. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a podcast. Oh, Jim Cornette's Commentaries, that's what it was. And he went on a fucking tangent. You want to talk about a tangent? This motherfucker, and I love Cornette. I met him 3 times. In my opinion, the greatest promoter and wrestling manager of all time. I said that once. I said to him, he said, well, I'll be second because Bobby Heenan is the greatest. That came from his own mouth to mine. And if you check out my Google Plus account, which is at Rob Uzzle, you can see a picture of me and Cornette from May 31st, 2016. Gosh, this thing, and another thing about, so a few months ago, I was on this dating site named Tinder. We're still talking about the online bullying thing. And there was this fine motherfucker. I mean, she even lost weight now. She was even better. But the only thing I don't like about it is all that witchcraft makeup, Wiccan shit she puts on. I mean, I'm all for the makeup because hell, I wear makeup my damn self, you know, but I don't take it to the extremes like she does. I mean, I'm sure she's a good-hearted girl, but, man, I came on here, and not on here per se on the podcast, but I went on fucking Facebook, and I said some shit that I shouldn't have said. And if anybody goes past Jade Simmons and goes back and let her know about this particular broadcast, I have been over backwards trying to apologize to her. And then I got another motherfucker send me a message talking shit. So it had to come from either her entourage. So I got on my other account, not to talk shit, but I was like, I got on my other account and I said, hey, look here, somebody sent me messages, and I suspect it came from you. Like, you still holding some shit because I said that your daughter was mentally retarded. And I stand by what I said. Motherfucker, look, men are retarded. And if she don't like it, then fuck her. I don't give a fuck. She kept telling me all kinds of fuck yous, you asshole, and go kill yourself and all this. Fuck you, bitch. Don't give a fuck about what you think. Ho, you suck my black dick. That's what you need. You need some black dick. There's a reason why. Let me take the glasses off for a second. This is Rob Smirnoff Uzzle right here, ladies and gentlemen, here on Living Loud Nation podcast. Wednesday, June 28th, or is it the 29th? I'm sorry. 28th, yeah. June 28th, 2017. Let me tell you about this motherfucker. I don't know her personally, but by the way that she was talking and talking all this bullshit for no fucking reason, because I made some comments. Look, I said what I said. I apologized for what I said. I meant what I said when I apologized what I said about her daughter. But she wouldn't let the shit go. It was like she's an emotionally unstable person, even more so than myself. I'm like, bitch, you need to get some mental health. You need some motherfucking pills. You need some goddamn tranquilizers. You need all that. All that shit. This bitch just lost her fucking mind, man. running her fucking mind. And then she has the nerve to say, oh, you're stalking. Bitch, ain't nobody stalking you, ho. Bitch, I don't even know. I kind of know what city you live in because you post every goddamn on the motherfucking internet, on Facebook, for everyone to fucking see. You an infidel something or other. I'm not going to ever come to one of your shows. I gives a fuck. I don't even know what your band sounds like. And if your band was any good, y'all be playing regular gigs. That's what normal bands do. I've been in this music thing for a long time. 36 years old. Probably longer than you. Obviously, we're two accomplished musicians. I can't say that you're accomplished on the keyboard, because I've never heard you play. I was going based off looks. And I'm thinking that maybe this chick would be all right. So I had sent her a Tinder request, and this was over a course of 3 days. I sent her a Tinder super like, because I had the paid membership, and she didn't respond, so I figured, well, we got a shitload of friends, 20, 30-something friends, mutual friends on Facebook. So I decided to look her up, send her a message, and say, hey, saw you on Tinder, thought I'd like to be friends. And instead of taking her profile off of Tinder, because obviously she got this gangster wannabe little bullshit ass punk motherfucking white boy, though, who I, you know, like, I'll say it like this here. You come to Dallas talking shit, it's not going to end in a good, end on a good note for old boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making no threats. I'm just making promises. Because at the end of the day, we fighting over a bitch, man. Wrong man fighting over a bitch over some internet bullshit. That because obviously she does not comprehend, nor does she have the intelligence level of, say, myself, to understand and differentiate the things that I was trying to say. I didn't put her in a compromising situation. Ain't like nobody held a gun to the bitch head. I said what I said out of anger. You know, because she won the motherfucking type, and I like being ignored. That's the number one fucking thing. I will tell you straight up. And I don't mean to make this sound like a bitch session, a bitch and moaning, but I need to get this off my chest. And the only way to do that is to do it on the podcast. All right? Now, one of my boys, if he listens to this, he'll call me and be like, God damn, dog. What? Well, he wouldn't say God damn, but he'd say, man, what, dog, how many times I told you to quit fucking up? Take that shit off. And I love him and respect him enough to where I would do that if it got to that point. But motherfuckers always traveling, so, you know, we talk once a week over text or whatever, but not over 20 years. I'm not going to mention his name. I mean, y'all know what I'm talking about. But anyway, going back to Pash. So I'm sending her messages, she ain't replying. And I guess that was her way of me. I should have took the hint. I don't play them fucking games. I'm 36 goddamn years old. Just turned 36, June 12th. Just fucking say you ain't interested or we can be friends. And that would have been the end of it. I said, all right. I was cool with that. Then she got mad and supposedly said that I sent her a message at 3-something when I didn't. And then she tried to call me and I missed her call. Then she blocked me from messaging her, but she goes on her other page and starts talking shit. So when all this is going on, I'm like, okay, she let me see what she's doing. So I said what I said, and I did talk shit, and I called her fucking daughter a motherfucking retard. I'm not going to lie about that. I had every right to. I was so fucking mad because it's not right, but if I know just a little information about you and you piss me off the wrong way, you rub me the wrong way, I'm going to hit you where it hurts. And unlike her, she won't come on to a fucking platform like this and fucking tell the truth about herself. Remember what I said earlier when I got on this podcast? I said, if I'm going to talk shit about somebody else, I'm going to talk shit about myself. I've displayed that I have some cognitive issues. I've displayed that I have anger issues. I don't like to be ignored. And I'm dealing with that, and it's gotten better through mental health therapy. I'm not going to lie about that. I've been completely honest about it. I'm in vocational rehab going through that. And I'm in physical therapy, too, to help my body, to fucking help my health so I can fucking live on this earth and try to make something of myself. I don't have much to show for it, you know, other than the college degree, a couple of certs here and there, but and a ton of IT experience. But I want to do more. I want to do media. I want to do fucking entertainment. I want to do the music thing. The wrestling thing ain't going to happen unless I'm a manager. You know, there's a lot about Rob Smirnoff Uzzle, whatever you want to call me. I'm a jack of all trades, just like I said on my Facebook profile. If you want to check me out, because I've got almost 5,000 friends, and I've set myself up as a Facebook figure, you can find me on facebook.com/GokuJackson. It's paying homage and tribute to Goku from the Dragon Ball series and Michael Jackson. God rest his soul. So that's the situation with Pash, and I wanted to get to a couple articles about. Hold on, let me see. Put the glasses back on. My niece just sent me a message. Trying to get her to call in. Hold on, I'm just sending a message real quick. So, well, Melania Trump actually speak up about online bullying, or was the whole thing just more First Family PR? If Melania is serious about helping kids as part of her First Lady agenda, she needs to take action on online abuse. And this is from the salon.com website. I don't know how much credibility. This was dated. Let's see. Does it have a date? Saturday, June 24th. Okay. Basically, I'll just read it. Let me get down to the middle of it, because online bullying, since that's what the topic of this particular, we didn't even get into the wrestling like I wanted to, but since this is the topic that I wanted to talk about, online bullying, talking shit, whatever, relating back to this article on salon.com, it says, the White House website still states, after an exhaustive list of her modeling achievements and honorary designations, that Mrs. Trump cares deeply about issues impacting women and children, and she has focused her platform as First Lady on the problem of cyberbullying among our youth. But after months of silence on the matter, Politico reported earlier this month that a White House official said her initiative against cyberbullying has been cast aside. Okay, maybe her spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, claim Melania Trump is still passionate about the issue, even though she says she has yet to highlight it in any public appearance. While cyberbullying is something she speaks out against, that is but one subset of her focus around the overall wellness of children, Grisham said in an email. So it sounds like that some things are being done, and I, again, I support Donald Trump. I support the Trumps. I pray for that family. And, you know, there's just some things that people, you know, we're going to agree to disagree. But the deal is, you know, I'm not here to talk about politics. I'm not here to, hold on, we got a caller. 469, you're on live with Living Loud Nation. Ralph Smith, I was. Go ahead.
What's up?
Hello? Hello?
Up.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, this is my niece. Just in case, if you're listening on the download or live, my niece Kendra is on the line. No, we're actually talking about something very serious, online bullying. I had an issue with two motherfuckers that were talking shit. Now, one dude came from, he was a minion that came from my former co-host. Let me just give you a quick backstory. My former co-host has, like, major disability more so than I do because he's got, like, psychosis and some crazy shit like that. And this motherfucker is a willing and able body. I mean, I'm always hitting the pavement. You know me. I'm always hustling, trying to get that money. You know that. You know how your uncle is. You know mom and dad. This motherfucker don't want to do shit. He's willing, able body, and can fucking work. But because he's playing the role of, oh, woe is me, I got ADHD, so do I. So do millions of Americans. Oh, I got major depression. Oh, so do I. I got anxiety too, bitch. The fuck is wrong with you? And I had him as my former co-host, and I told him about himself. I said, you know what? You're a sorry motherfucker, man. You're using up our tax dollars because I get disability. I don't get SSI. I get disability. And I worked for that because I paid into the system. All them years that I busted my ass for nothing, I fucking did it. I earned that. He didn't do shit. That sorry piece of shit. Travis, you listening? You're a sorry motherfucker. You're so go fuck yourself. You cocksucking, faggot motherfucker, you, and you're going to send all the. And a grown man at that, 31 years old, grown man still living at home, you're going to sit up there and send a bunch of fucking faggot motherfuckers since I got my Facebook account, 30 days back in mid-May. Because I called this one motherfucker a faggot on there, and the punk motherfuckers getting mad and shit. Travis, fuck you. You're a sorry piece of shit. You're just like that unfit mother, Pash Simmons, and you want to talk about online bullying? Well, hell, them motherfuckers were trying to bully me, and this guy was like, man, you Oscar, I'd had to take him off the damn official Loud Nation page. You know, what do you think about all this, niece?
I think it's lame. Too grown for that.
I mean, you see what I'm saying? Like, what grown man sends another grown man to because a grown man talks shit about him? Because I can't. You know me. I'm gonna tell the truth. I don't give a damn. It's like I said earlier before you called that if I'm gonna tell on somebody else, I'm gonna tell on my own black ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I don't understand this cyberbullying thing. I mean, what's your take on cyberbullying?
You know what? I think it's really, really lame because social media is like, you can be the biggest bully you want to behind the screen. But if you guys are actually physically together, I've witnessed like a whole bunch of times when, you know, they just shut up. They don't have anything to say at all. But as soon as they're back behind the screen again, you know, they're big and bad. So,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was done.
No, so kind of like old boy talking shit. Hey, meet me at such and such restaurant And I was tempted to go there and take my knife with me and just fuck this dude up.
Right.
And he got mad because I reported him to Facebook. And I was like, hey, I said, okay, I'm gonna do the white thing. Like, since you white people want to do that shit, I said the next message you send me will be considered harassment, and I will seek every law enforcement and legal action, because I can do that. Just white people do it all the time. If you send me another fucking message, and he steady sent me another message, so I reported his ass to Facebook with the screenshot. And the proof is there. I don't give a fuck if he gets a strike on this shit. He can go suck dick and die. So after me and Cash talked last night, and she basically told me, fuck you, go kill yourself. How dare you call me? You don't even know me. How can you say I'm an unfit mother? Unfit mother, you are unfit mother. You keep pissing me off, bitch. I'll call CPS on you. I'm going to call CPS as soon as I find out the motherfucking baby's born, because, you know, Audrey's pregnant, my ex-wife, by this crazy-looking motherfucker. Did I show you that picture of that motherfucker?
Uh-uh.
I'll send it to you, but, yeah. Hey. It's like Ray J said, I hit it first.
OMG. Well.
Hey. I was going to say something else, but. Hell, I done seen everything else. I know he ain't fucking up like I was fucking up, goddamn.
Oh
man, your mama heard this shit. Your mama heard this shit kick my ass. And knowing you, because you and Kayla, y'all like the perpetrate shit, man. Knowing you, you will go back and say, "Mama, listen to this. I was on Uncle Elton's podcast last night." You what?
Mm-hmm.
No, but you didn't listen to the last 2 minutes.
Huh?
Well, your daddy don't care. He don't give a fuck either way. He probably listen to it, be like, "Oh, that's over there." Or Robert Elton running his mouth again.
Yep, that's all he gonna say.
I need a co-host. You want to be?
No, I don't want to be no co-host.
Why not?
I'm too busy. This is past my bedtime already. I need to go sleep.
Yeah, take your black ass to sleep.
I am saying I'm gonna go to sleep. You take your black and white ass to sleep.
I don't think just because you're almost 20, I won't bend you over my knee and give you sleep.
Elton, Robert.
Huh?
Hush.
No, on the podcast, it's Rob Smirnoff Uzzle. It's Mr. Uzzle to you. You can call me Reverend Uzzle if you like. Don't think just because you're grown, you ain't big enough to get that ass whipped one time.
I'll fight you, bro. I will fight you.
I never had to give you a spanking. You were a good baby, I'll say that. Growing up, when you know, all the times hanging out, I was your favorite uncle. You were always a good kid.
I know, I'm your favorite.
Now, Kayla, I always said y'all were my favorite nieces. I look at y'all as children that I don't have.
I think
I'm gonna marry me a black woman this time if I get married. Are you laughing? I'm being serious.
I am done talking to you. Kendra is signing off. Goodbye, Elton. I mean, Robert Smirnoff Uzzle.
Okay. Very, very funny.
Goodbye. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. So that was one of these, you know, she almost 20 years old. Fuck it. Fuck it. And this was a good podcast. Not bad. Oh, there's another article about a Tallahassee mom takes on cyberbullying with video. And there was also another one that I pulled up from the World Gazette, National Plan to Combat Online Bullying. This was published on June 22nd by Jonathan Bell. And cyber team, Alan McLaughlin, and Perry Aflab, something shit. One of the world's leading internet privacy experts is working against local students to develop a national action plan against online bullying and sexual harassment. Okay. Bermuda's youngest, well acquainted with the internet's nefarious side, are keen to help the initiative, according to Perry Aflab, a pioneer in the field of cyberbullying law. And I quote, "We're going to create a new generation of digital thinkers," Ms. Aflab told the World Gazette. I ain't gonna read the rest of this, but okay, proud for them. If they're located in Bermuda, there's a ton of fucking articles, and Google has everything. So I don't have anything else to say other than major point from tonight on SmackDown Live, because I was, Pretty Little Liars, it went off the air. I'll do them all, just like the Honky Tonk Man. If I had chance to dip the whip in Torrio Belisario or Torin Belisario, I don't give a damn if she married her. I'll do them all. If I'm going to marry me a black woman, you know, if she a white woman, well, you know, they officially ain't full white. Everybody needs to get that out the head. That's my hope and pride. I ain't going to send this to her mom because she'd be like, oh, man, God, this motherfucker here. We got history with the Fisher family, ladies and gentlemen. You go back to some old podcasts we did. We covered that very much in depth. I believe it still may be up, what we're having in the archives, the May 5th, 2016 edition of Living Loud Nation. That was, Daniel's birthday is on May 5th. Cinco de Mayo. And as my boy, the late great Eddie Guerrero says, Latino, eat up on the mamacita. Anyway, I'm going to quit talking shit. Because that's what I do. Anthony Missionary Thomas, Unreal, Gamey, Alice Beard, that's his fucking name. That's my nigga right there. Jamal Ross, Baby Boy, Devin Mims, Alvin Cash, all you big beaver teeth, buck tooth looking motherfucker, you. Justin Draper, my boy, got me started in the IT field. And, of course, Walter Johnson, who loves booty, because he ain't fruity, because he like booty. But anyway, a shout-out to all them motherfuckers. And yes, Kat, the BFF, she moved to Colorado. But, I ain't going to put her on blast. This has been Living Loud Nation, and we're going to go ahead and sign off now. So, for my niece Kendra, who was just on here, I am Ross from Off Uzzle. We'll catch you next week on the next edition of Living Loud Nation. So, everybody, take care, pray, do your vitamins, and believe in Hulkamania.